You're listening to SBS News.
The World Economic Forum at Davos is an annual opportunity to assess how the world is progressing in many areas. But the opening of this year's meeting of leaders from various fields has focused on what many feel needs to be done rather than what has been done. The number one issue attendees have raised in that regard is that of climate change. The calls for more action have come from far and wide, starting with a man who used to number amongst the political leaders who would attend an event such as this. Former United States Vice President Al Gore, a longtime environmentalist, says humans are currently treating the Earth like it's a sewer.
We have to change. We are putting 110 million tons of man-made heat-trapping global warming pollution into the very thin shell of atmosphere surrounding our planet, as if it's an open sewer. And we do that every single day. And you know, there is a misconception that most of us have had at some point in our lives about the nature of the sky. It is not, as it appears from the ground, a vast and limitless expanse. It is actually a very thin shell.
During a panel discussion chaired by Mr. Gore, the famous British naturalist, Sir David Attenborough, told attendees climate change is the most serious problem facing the world.
I can't imagine anything more serious. Yeah. I really can't. And the trouble is that change is accelerating, isn't it not?
Yeah.
That things are getting worse faster than they were.
Yeah.
But the maddening thing is that we now know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
We've just got to do so.
Sir David has urged people to think of their children when they assess what to do about climate change and the sort of world it will create for future generations. Also on the panel on stage was the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. She says climate change presents not just a policy test for world leaders, but a moral and historical one as well.
Actually, this is about being on the right side of history. And do you want to be a leader that you look back in time and say that you were on the wrong side of the argument when the world was crying out for a solution?
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that, I think.
Calls for action have also come from what were thought to be unlikely sources. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, was elected on a populist and controversial platform last year, and many approached his speech at day one of this forum with trepidation. But, in the view of many observers, his speech was surprisingly moderate and touched upon the key question of how to balance environmental concerns with economic ones. Mr. Bolsonaro says the environment will be important for him and says Brazil is already an example to the world in terms of how to manage economic concerns, particularly agricultural ones, in the context of sound climate change policy.
O meio ambiente tem que estar casado com desenvolvimento, nem para lado.
The environment needs to be married to development. No preference for one side or the other. Everyone knows the agribusiness in Brazil. Agriculture occupies less than 9% of the national territory. Cattle farming, approximately 20%. Today, 30% of Brazil is occupied by forests. We are an example to the world. We will make improvements wherever it's possible, and we plan to be tuned in with the world to diminish the CO2 emissions and to preserve the environment.
But climate change isn't the only issue being placed before those attending the forum. The charity Oxfam recently released data showing that, in the past year alone, the world's richest people have become a more concentrated group. Last year, the 43 richest people on Earth owned as much as the 3.8 billion poorest people on Earth. This year, Oxfam says it's now just the 26 richest people on Earth who own as much as those bottom 3.8 billion people. They also say the poorer half of the world's population saw their wealth decline by 12% in the past year, whilst billionaires saw theirs increase by 11%. With that in mind, it's perhaps fitting that the co-chair of this year's World Economic Forum is a man who's been a refugee in Kenya for the past 20 years. 28-year-old Mohamed Hassan Mohamed has urged delegates at the meeting of many of those who have the most in the world not to forget those who have the least.
So please, as you go, the next couple of days as you attend the meetings and as people discuss great lofty ideas, think about those of us who are on the sidelines watching in. We're not asking for much. I'm just looking for a place to call home.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.